A UK MP claims English social services tend to target white children, in particular from Eastern European parents, for adoption by white British families.
One of the things about East Europeans is that they're white, and there is a greater demand for white children for adoption than for mixed race or black children. So they've been very good candidates to go through that system and to satisfy the need to increase the proportion of children they get adopted.
The Liberal Democrat Member of Parliament for Birmingham Yardley, John Hemming, is supporting calls for an investigation into adoptions.
More recently, the system has been doing what it used to do primarily to English people, to people who are their citizens of other countries. And a lot of them have been East Europeans, and they've complained to their own governments and their embassies.
MP John Hemming's voice joins those from other sources, some of them international, questioning the motives of British social workers. It's even threatening to erupt into a diplomatic row.
In the Slovak Republic, the government has given an official statement saying that they've looked at a number of the cases and they think they're wrong and they're not in accordance with the law. One particular case, which has been quite heavily highlighted, involves manufactured evidence as well.
The Slovakian ambassador says Slovak parents in Britain should never have their children forcibly taken into care, no matter what the circumstances.
We fully respect the UK law and the UK social system. However, we want to be informed about Slovak citizens in a real time, and we want to protect them in a way which is in accordance with international law.
This Russian father told me about his own horror story dealing with social services. The family was referred after he took his four-year-old daughter to hospital with a burn on her foot.
What I think was happened, that social workers was trying to make only negative statements. If they didn't find, negative evidence, they just make them up, just to blame us in the future for all the problems with the health with our daughter.
He has lived in the UK for 6 years as a highly skilled immigrant, but in the social workers' reports, his family were labelled immigration status unknown. His daughter was not taken into care, but he's currently appealing to have 20 other statements on the report overturned that he maintains are untrue.
For example, we stated that she developing slower than normal because she was born premature, and she possibly had some medical conditions as well. But they, in the report, they mentioned only our concern about her development, so which means they prefer to make her development issues unexplained, just to blame us in the future for emotional abuse or anything like that. For you, it possibly my statements doesn't seem serious. But for people who involved with children, this is quite serious. This means that we are negligent parents. That's what they're trying to show in their report, which is not true, obviously.
According to John Hemming MP, this Russian father's experience is by no means an isolated case.
I'm in touch with 4 or 5 countries at the moment. It's moving every day. And as we have additional cases and other countries start deciding whether they're going to do the same as the Slovak Republic. I'm not able to name them as yet because I have to be slightly careful about when I can put somebody's head above the parapet. I think they have to decide themselves to put their heads above the parapet.
Comparisons between the ethnic breakdown of all children in care and adoption do show that Asian and black children are less likely to be adopted than white or mixed race children. In 2011-12, 75% of children looked after by local authorities at any point were white, but white children made up 85% of adoptions. However, it's unclear whether these figures support John Hemming's claims that social workers are choosing Eastern European children to up their adoption statistics. And Sue Kent from the British Association of Social Workers denies John Hemming MP's claims that social workers bear in mind the race of a child to achieve higher adoption numbers for their local authority.
No, I think I'd have to dispute that strongly because every child that's waiting for adoptive parents, there's about 5,000 children and there's at least 2,000 waiting for adoption. I think there's statistics irrespective of their backgrounds, race, culture, etc. And the social worker's job, along with the adoption panels and things like that, would be to match. But it's the court decision that would say whether the plan for a child would be for adoption. So that sounds bizarre to me. I'm sorry, I can't accept that.
Sue Kent maintains that alternative cultures can be the cause of misunderstandings and that our social services are necessarily strict.
It's quite interesting that we've got this from an outside perspective, but inside there is a huge concern. And actually, in fact, social workers have said themselves that spending time, they're very stretched, they've got, you know, not as many resources as they should have, but trying to protect children that may well be being neglected, they're having great difficulty, and there are circumstances where perhaps children shouldn't still be at home, but they are. So it's the other extreme is the image that we get from this country. And in our country, we've seen child deaths, which have caused a huge concern for everybody, for all citizens here, because there have been deaths that have been seen that to may have been prevented. And I mean deaths from family members. And particularly as we've moved on and seen more of these, I think, yes, the legislation quite rightly has become stricter and more clearer about what is expected to safeguard children.
Ilona Pinter is Policy Director at the Children's Society, a charity that looks out for the welfare of children.
Families find themselves in situations where assessments are being done by local authorities, where there might be some safeguarding concerns, and parents don't understand the process and what the implications are, and often aren't helped to understand that.
Indeed, when I first approached the Slovak ambassador in late August, he expressed no concerns about the British system.
The social services will see that the situation is not according to standards and parameters here in the UK. The one of the options of the social services is that they will take children away. But I don't think that it's immediate. There is always a procedure, there is always a reason behind it.
But now his view has changed. Coverage on Slovakian TV forced the issue into the spotlight and pressured the Slovak government to look into the matter. And the suspicion remains in some people's minds that in some way it's in social services' interests to be seen to be placing higher numbers. And that suspicion appears well-founded. Anthony Douglas is chief executive of CAFCAS, the advisory service for children in the family courts. Giving evidence in July at the House of Lords Adoption Select Committee, he gave an example of what constituted a high-performing local authority.
Many parts of the country, Derbyshire, Suffolk are good examples. And in Derbyshire, over 30% of children looked after coming through the court system are adopted. So there are strong performances in some parts of the country.
Eileen Munro is Professor of Social Policy at the London School of Economics and author of a government-commissioned report on child protection. Speaking to the same committee in October 2012, she recognised some of the concerns expressed about forced adoption.
We had adoption targets before. They created a great deal of public anxiety, because people started to fear that babies were removed because of wanting to hit the target, and then people rushing to make a decision about removal because of a target. I mean, targets may well, and timescales may well, have a place in certain areas of work, but in reality what's happened in the way that they've operated in children's services is that they have become the goal themselves. I heard from far too many social workers that you call an assessment complete because you've met the deadline, not because you feel you've got a decent understanding of the family.
Yeah.
And I would be horrified to think that a child is forcibly adopted because you've hit a timescale.
John Hemming MP maintains that local authorities are still motivated by targets to up their adoption statistics, but that there is an additional motive.
Although the national target was scrapped, the pressure on people to increase adoptions didn't go. And if you look at the papers from councils, and I cite Surrey as an example, you'll see that they're still trying to increase the number of children adopted from care. There is a financial advantage in the sense that once a child is adopted, the council no longer pays for the care of the child.
Florence Ballone is a French journalist who made an award-winning radio documentary on forced adoption in the UK a couple of years ago. She continues to investigate and backs John Hemming's claims with similar allegations.
I thought the first year as I was working on this, I thought it was just a question of mentality. You know, social workers are little people with big power, and in every country, little people with big power are causing a lot of damage to their peer. There is this mentality and this mentality of British governments who are wanting to decide every personal things for the citizens. But by the time I realized the money they are moving with this. So it's not only mentality now, it's a multi million business. I honestly don't believe at all that they work for the best interest of the child. For me, I think if it was not like this, I would have stopped working on this for long, but I still can't understand how this is happening.
But Britain is claimed to have some of the most thorough adoption procedures of anywhere in the world. John Simmons is Director of Policy at the British Association for Adoption and Fostering. He says all decisions to adopt must go through a rigorous judicial system.
The courts won't just be relying on the views of one person, that they'll often appoint independent experts to meet with the parents, meet with the child, and meet with a range of other people to try to assess the issues that the local authority is concerned about.
But the family courts have been criticised for their lack of transparency. Professor Jane Ireland is a forensic psychologist at the University of Central Lancashire. She was commissioned by the government's Family Justice Council to review the quality of expert evidence in family courts. According to her findings published in March, the standard of two-thirds of expert reports were poor or very poor. The Family Justice Council were unsurprised by the report's findings and acknowledged the need for higher standards. I contacted Professor Ireland for comment on whether the situation is any different now. However, following the report's publication, a group of experts reported her to her professional body, and she is gagged until the review is complete. Journalist Florence Ballone says the secrecy of the family courts and the far-reaching power of social workers leave families helpless in the face of injustice.
They remove children preventively in case the parents would be bad parents. They have a typical expression which is a risk of future emotional harm. Needless to say that this is the door open for them to do absolutely what they want.
For parents like this Russian father, the fear remains.
It's not affecting us at the moment because council said that the investigation is completed, but potentially in the future it could affect our family, because in the end of this report they said if our daughter well-being and safety continues to be compromised, they will take further actions.
Can you read the words to me?
However, if further significant injuries arise, it will be appropriate to assess the parent's ability to protect. Consideration for initial child protection conference would also be a likely way to forward if child's well-being continues to be compromised. So it's quite offensive. So it's make a statement that it is compromised now. Basically, we don't feel safe now, because if social workers make stories up, so it's quite clear they, make more stories. Medical negligence, whatever. Emotional abuse or whatever, so they can make stories, any stories.
The Slovakian government and John Hemming have written to the European Commissioner for Human Rights, asking for an investigation into the unjustified adoption of children in Great Britain. John Hemming is also introducing a bill to Parliament to increase the transparency of the family courts. In the meantime, many are questioning the competence of the British institution that has the power to remove a child from its family.